The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Back for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Robin is here in spirit and actually in body. She's sitting here with me. We've got some issues with her headset. So Robin says good morning, everybody. And she is not listening online, but she is listening to my side of the conversation. So
that's so exciting.
Yeah, she says it's boring. No, you said exciting, but you said it with the attitude. So, anyway, that's Robin's comment for the morning, and that's the last one she'll get. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Alan. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning, Robin, back there somewhere.
Lee said, good morning, Robin, back there somewhere.
But I think early, I hadn't arrived yet, but I think you spoke about Arthur Guido.
Yep, I did.
Okay.
I don't know if it's Guido or Guido. I'm not sure which it is, so apologies.
I'm not sure this. I called last week about my mother.
Yep.
And here's a fellow whose life was cut short with more memories to be made.
Yes,
I've known Art since I was at least 30 years. I met him up on the Susquehanna through Jerry Salters, and
yep.
Became a great friend. But I was on the water the day he passed. He had a heart attack.
From what I understand.
Crabbing.
Yep.
He was out crabbing on the Patapsco, and he got... I don't know if you heard, there was two storms that came up. It was this past Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
First storm was pretty severe, and I called him just to make sure he was good, you know, he was safe. And I was going to buy a bushel of crabs from him because I was out commercial fishing for rockfish. And I didn't even have the opportunity to get out of Bear Creek because the storm that came out, Alan, it was probably one of the worst I've ever...
Oh, my goodness.
Been in, Alan, and then after I talked to him, he had told me he had his boat beached on the shore, and he was waiting the storm out.
Yeah.
Then, Alan, within 10 minutes, another storm came, and this was, I don't know what a tornado or a wind shear or a hurricane are like, but my daughter told me that it was sustained winds of 70 miles an hour plus.
Woo.
And where I was protected. I seek shelter under the 695 bridge at Bear Creek against one of the concrete bridge pilings. I was actually in a little cubby hole and then it hail and rain, but the wind was unmerciful. I think if my boat, a 20-foot aluminum boat, if I had been out there, I don't know what it would have done. Flipped it over or
wow.
Whatever. So I had another conversation with him at 12:38, and he said, I'm pulling my lines up, and I'm working, you know, trying to, you know, get in. I said, all right, well, if this storm goes down, I'll meet you around the Key Bridge, and I'll, you know, buy that bushel of crabs from you. Well,
right.
That never materialized. And I think what had happened with him, he's 44 years old, you know, of good health as far as I know, and, you know, between the struggle of the windstorm and the tremendous wind, because he was catching the brunt of it. He was over at Brandon Shores where this storm was literally going across the Tapsco River, you know, caught him off guard.
Yeah.
And I guess with the struggle of getting his lines in and the storm, you know, caught.
Yeah.
And just the sheer heart racing, you know, my heart was racing.
Sure.
I was scared to death.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll never know. But I thank you for that. I mean, you know, I didn't get to know Art that well, even though I worked with him for 5 years. I mean, you know, we'd say hi and, you know, have conversations at the reel counter and stuff. But like I said, I never fished with him. I never hunted with him. I knew he had boundless enthusiasm for the outdoors. So it's a shame.
That's the connection I had with him, you know, mostly through fishing and some hunting.
Right.
But
keep in mind at that point, he's a young man in his 20s.
Yeah.
When I got to know him, so.
Yep. I knew him when he was actually back at, I guess I can say, Dick's Sporting Goods. But
yeah.
Regardless, I knew him for a long time, and I would like to loan him. Today is they're having a service for him.
Okay.
A viewing. And just a scholar, a great person, but somebody we lost way, way, way too soon. And,
no question.
And it's just it makes you think too about the safety of being on the water and you know whether you're hunting and stuff. You know, you got to watch situations that can you know create stress, and this is one that that you know took a person's took his life, and you know it makes me think quite about some of the things we do on the water.
Exactly. Yeah. Keep your eye on the weather, for one, that's for sure.
So anyway,
he will be greatly missed. I mean, you see him all over social media, a lot of people in the outdoors.
If you knew the gentleman, you knew a quality person that would,
no question,
you know, help you out in a heartbeat and whatnot, but a great guy.
Thank you for your words, Lee. Greatly appreciate
it. Okay. All right,
buddy. Thank you, Lee.
You all have a good one.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Still taking entries for the contest. We're going to give that away in about 15 minutes right here at the bottom of the hour, and right now it's time for me to talk to you about a couple of our sponsors, Backyard Billy's being one of them. You know, we talk about Backyard Billy's a lot. You know why? Because Backyard Billy's loves our show, and our listeners love Backyard Billy's, and his customers love the Outdoors and Radio Show. So it all works hand in hand. We're a customer. You know, I've said this many times, and I'll continue to say it, and I do it because we highly recommend Backyard Billy's. We have the Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert that we purchased there. Great service, great quality, great price, great product knowledge, and we can't say enough about it. So if you're looking for a fireplace insert, whether that's gas, whether that's pellet, whether that's wood, or if you're looking for a freestanding heat source, like my son-in-law and bonus daughter have, they have a wood stove, and that's their primary source of heat in the winter. Gas is going up again. Fuel's going up again. It's unbelievable what's happening. But if you want to find an economic alternative, you need to stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're right there, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's coming from the bridge, of course. If you want to get there from here in Easton or anywhere on the lower shore, anywhere below Kent Island, Graysonville, just get off 50 at Route 18, go drive through Graysonville, turn right on Evans Avenue, left on Drummond, and you're right there. So all the great brands, Enviro and Regency, as far as the stoves and inserts, pellet stoves, wood stoves, gas stoves as well. We just highly recommend them. If you got that fireplace in your house that you never use and you want to turn it into an alternative heat source, BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Clyde's Sports Shop. Got to talk about Clyde's. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. You know, Clyde's was one of the original sponsors of the old Maryland Sports and Radio Show, starting in 1988. We came back on the air after about a year and a half hiatus, and been going strong ever since. And we just can't say enough good things about Clyde Sports Shop. Browning Firearms, rods and St. Croix rods, all brands of rods and reels, line, fishing line, lures, terminal tackle, crabbing supplies, ammunition. I buy a lot of my rifle scopes there. I was ticking it off the other day how many firearms I purchased at Clyde's, and it's a substantial number. Same way with the optics. I love it. Ammunition, too. So, you know, I support the folks that support us, and Clyde's is one of those great sponsors. Why not stop by and see for yourself everything they have? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road at Lansdowne. Live bait, frozen bait, crab bait. Everything for the sportsman, everything for the outdoorsman at Clyde's Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. The website is Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle, ClydeSports.com, and you'll be glad you did. They're open 7 days a week, too. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Got some callers on the line. Let's talk to Pete in Severn. Good morning, Pete. How you doing?
Oh, Alan, I'm doing great this morning. I got out of my cool house. I got in my cool truck, and I'm talking with a cool guy like you. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah. Now all you got to do is stop at Cool Ice, and you'll be cool.
Get yourself out of here. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question about something. Did you see in the Maryland Gazette the article that Gerald Weingrass wrote a couple weeks ago about the 85-year-old gentleman who fell off his bike at the Naval Academy?
No, I did not.
Well, anyway, yeah, a man who's 85, in good shape, retired from the Naval Academy, fell off his bike and over the seawall, and he went in. They pulled him out. He's getting out with him. His wife scratched his leg. Went immediately to emergency care and got the scratch attended to.
Right.
And he died, like, he died 3 days later from Vibrio.
And, no, Gerald I did not hear that.
Yes, Gerald Weingrass wrote a scathing article about how all the money that comes into our state to protect our resources, clean them up, and do things to prevent nitrogen, phosphorus, and all that getting in the bay that feeds algae, that feeds these kind of bacteria. And he's pretty much outraged about the carelessness. I'm just kind of wondering. I'm kind of concerned because I take people out of my boat, and I have antibiotic. I have everything in my boat in case we get pricked by a perch or something like that.
Yeah.
But we don't hear enough about, look, just like boating safety, we need to practice fishing safety and have these kind of immediate cleaning supplies on our boat. But there's just not enough talk about not only taking care of the bay, but during the summer for us to be aware that these things are out there and we need to protect ourselves.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Yes, Vibrio is endemic in the bay, and I've heard of several people, losing limbs, losing their life. One fellow I remember from Virginia was stuck with a catfish, and getting stuck by a catfish is bad enough, but then it got this infection and so forth, and he passed away. People have lost limbs. It is not a fun thing to get. So I just you're absolutely right. There is not enough warning, and I don't know if there's anything that can be done about that as far as from a government position. I think that's another one of those things where we have the freedom to protect ourselves. Like you said, I've got a first aid kit on my boat. Okay, somebody gets a scratch, get the peroxide on it, methylate, iodine, whatever. What is it, Robin? Bacter? What's the stuff that you put? Bacitracin,
right.
All that stuff. And get that on there right away as soon as you can. It's nothing to mess with. You get stuck by a hook, you get stuck by a fin. I agree with you. It's more dangerous than it used to be. The big alarm used to be, mycobacteriosis. The red spots, the sores on the rockfish, okay? Well, that is something that's in the water. Vibrio is something else, and there's different forms of Vibrio. So Vibrio, look it up, ladies and gentlemen. See what the various strains of it are. You can get it from eating raw oysters,
they filter water in it. My comment's not to discourage people from using our resource, because, we have precious resources here in Maryland. But
no question.
The idea is really, can the government do more? Oh, sure, to try to eliminate those two things. But anywhere there's brackish water from April all the way through October, you're going to have bacteria.
No question.
In fact, not just the bay, everywhere,
Everywhere, yeah.
I just think it would be nice when we talk about boating safety, if they would also include as part of that.
I think that's a great...
Let me ask you a question. Alan, are you interested in speaking at any fishing club meetings?
Sure.
Okay. I'm a member of a couple of fishing clubs, and you sure would be interesting. So, I know you have other callers, but I just wanted to get your take on this and see if we can raise the awareness on let's enjoy the water safely, including the medical part of it.
Yes, good point. And I think if I have time, I want to talk about this alpha gal allergy effect of a tick bite. I don't know if you've heard about that or not. But we'll get in. You know what it is?
I know what deer ticks do, but I don't know about this other one. No.
Oh, alpha gal. Okay. All right.
What's it called?
Alpha Gal Allergy, A-L-P-H-A-G-A-L, hyphen G-A-L, allergy, which makes you allergic to red meat as a result of a tick bite.
I wish a tick would bite me and make me allergic to cake and cookies and ice cream.
That's a good one. This comes from the bite of a Lone Star tick. So,
there you go.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Pete.
Good talking to you. Okay, we'll talk to you. Bye bye. Tell Robin hi. Thanks.
All right, Pete says hi. Hammerhead worms. That's right. Yep. All right, Robin. What do you think? It's time to do the drawing. Tackle box. Tim is standing by. All right, Robin, we have a list of names that Aaron has sent us. We have everybody currently that's on there. We have you have the random number generator rocking and rolling there on your phone. Every name has a number, and who is our winner today?
Number 20.
All right. Tim, are you there?
I am. How are you this morning?
Well, our winner this morning is Kenny Platt.
All right.
Yep, Kenny Platt. Kenny Platt is, if I recall, I know Kenny. He's a good friend of Captain Dawn. A really nice guy, good sense of humor. So we know our tackle package is going to a good dude.
So great.
Yep. So we'll get Kenny's contact information. We'll get his mailing address and get that to you. How's everything going with you?
Everything's good with me. I'm doing better than old Bubba from Huckabuck County.
Okay.
So
sounds
Bubba
good.
Bubba had his court date for hunting over bait.
He did,
and got up in front of the judge and pleaded not guilty. And the judge was, "Well, we've got you on trail cam doing it." And Bubba starts to explain it. I know you have the evidence, and I was hunting over cracked corn. But here's my rationale. I bought the cracked corn from Jimmy. Jimmy not only sold the cracked corn, but he cracked it himself. Now, when it comes to Jimmy and cracked corn, everybody says, "I don't care." So if everybody says, "I don't care," I can't be guilty, Your Honor. And says to Bubba, "I am still going to find you guilty because when it comes to Jimmy and cracked corn, I don't care."
Oh, that's a good one, Jim. That's a good one. So,
anyway.
All right. Robin has a comment here somewhere. Robin?
He won by email.
Yes, he did.
I'm just saying, everyone gets
Not right. Yep. Robin wants to say that Kenny won by sending us an email, and we've always said you can enter the contest by email. So,
well, great.
Yep. What do we have coming up for the August contest there, buddy?
Well, the August, we've got a good group of striper baits. We've got a couple of lipless crankbaits, topwater, and a couple of naked chatter baits, which one of them I have dressed with a 4-inch paddle tail grub. So
beautiful.
The winner can see how to rig it once they get them.
Sure. All right. Here's the thing, Tim. I got a package from you this week with a snakehead. Yeah, I did. And I will tell you, the note was very nicely accepted and appreciated. That's for sure. I got the note
no
inside.
No problem. I hope you get out and use them well.
Yeah, I did. You were kind of out of it this week. So, yeah, I did get a package from Tim and didn't show you. But I will. So, Robin wants to use that plopper flopper. What's that thing called?
The plop tail. The package that Kenny is going to get is identical to that, except his plop tail is one size smaller.
One size smaller. Got it. Yes. Very good.
And same paint job.
Good. I love it. You did a good job with that, by the way, just so you know.
I appreciate it. I had to, because I don't do a lot of specific snakehead stuff, I know how to build a buzz bait, but I didn't know what else was used, and I don't make the floating frog, which is very popular.
Right.
So I went online and I saw some other things that were made, and that's when I came up with the inline spinner.
Beautiful, beautiful. By the way, our buddy John B., he said that was a funny joke but corny.
And
all right.
For following up on that.
Yes. Well, let me ask you one.
Yes.
You remember the movie Forrest Gump?
Yes.
Do you know what Forrest Gump's computer password was?
Jenny, I have no idea.
No, not Jenny. It was 1 Forrest 1. All right.
Hey, Alan, I do have a question for you as regards to deer.
Okay.
Last week when I was cutting the grass in the field behind my house, I saw a doe and 3 young ones still with spots coming out of the wood behind her.
Yep, triplets.
Yep. One of them was noticeably smaller than the other two.
Yep, that happens.
Is that like a runt sort of thing? Or?
Kind of like that, yeah.
I have heard, and I don't know what the truth behind it is, that sometimes when you see that, she may have been bred twice. I have no idea. And
that I can't tell you. I have no idea. No idea on that one. I'll have to research that. So it wouldn't surprise me. So as much as the bucks fight over the does, I don't know if that's likely or not, because you know they're only in estrus for so many days, and typically what happens when they select a buck, and gentlemen, don't think that the buck selects the doe. That doesn't happen. that once she selects a buck, she normally stays with that buck for a period of a couple days. So I don't know if that's potential or not. So we'll think about it.
Also, a few days after that, my wife saw the doe and the triplets about, I guess, 3/4 mile down the other end of the BGE right away.
Yeah. Yep.
So
if it was the same one.
Yeah. Well, I explained it to her that there were 3 and one was small, and she says, "Yeah, I do believe I saw those."
Yep. Good. Glad to hear that.
Even with little ones, they got a decent range.
No question. They do. Yep. Sometimes they got to stay on the move. That's her life right now. Feed and protect those babies. So.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the contribution. High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim. We'll get that out to Kenny, and we'll go from there. What?
All right. I will post the picture of the August package very shortly.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Have a good rest of the day. And Robin, too.
We will do that. Thank you. Tim said have a good day, Robin. So. All right, we've got a few callers here on hold. Let's talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. Sorry you didn't win, buddy.
So am I. I was hoping I would while I was on hold. Well, it's good to hear that you partially overcame your weekly technical problem.
It seems like it's just... This has been going on for several weeks, and I'm tired of it, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, and Robin, it's nice to sort of hear your smiling voice this morning.
Clay says it's nice to sort of hear your smiling voice.
I really wanted to go on.
She did, but we just can't connect, unfortunately.
So. Hey, I was in Clyde's.
Yeah.
Last Saturday, and... I love Clyde's. I've been going there since the 70s.
Yeah.
But I stopped in to get a copy of Big Ass Fish.
Yeah.
And the kid that was there at the time had no idea what I was talking about.
Oh, I'm shocked.
And he said, "These are the only magazines we have, and there are like 4 or 5 free magazines at the register, and none of them any of yours." And I said, "This is it? This is all you have?" He said, "Yep, that's it."
That's surprising, because when I was in there, they had them all out. So, and I was there Tuesday. So that's...
Are they up there by the register?
Yeah, they're right there on the counter as you come in the door on the left.
Yeah. All you had was several Rudos books.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Magazines, and that's it.
Interesting.
All right, well,
Well, I will take care of that situation. So I will. So.
All right, cool. I'll stop by when I get down there during the week and see if they got them.
You have my phone number, right? Do you have my phone number?
Yeah, sure.
Text me your address.
Okay.
All right.
You should have my address because I texted it to you when you when I won the
You did?
Tackle. Yeah, but okay. I'll do it again.
All right, hang on a minute. Okay, yeah, that'd be fine.
Fine. I appreciate it.
All right, Clay.
Have a good week.
Thank you, buddy. You have a great week yourself. There he goes. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we text back and forth quite a bit. Clay was the winner of one of the pet tackle packages a while back and donated that, and that went to John B.'s grandson. And John said his grandson uses his lures a lot. So thank you, Clay. It all works together kind of like a family here. And we've got that's true. We got Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Robin. So hello, I said hi.
Robin, Glenn says hi. She says hi, Glenn. So
mm-hmm.
Just can't seem to get the headphones working on that side of the unit. So it's all my fault. I mean, I'll take 100% blame for it, but I'm going to have to take it and get it looked at. So see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, how you been?
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Staying cool?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We're all kind of hunkered down here in this heat. You only go out when you have to, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, you got to get out in the sun a little bit, get that natural vitamin D.
Yep, that's right. Natural vitamin D. You got to get that because that keeps you healthy for sure.
Yep.
Yep. So,
okay, don't have to be out there real long. I think, what you said, like 20 minutes or something like that?
20 minutes a day, does it? You're not questioned. No question about that. So, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, do you spend 20 minutes a day outside?
Sometimes I do.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. You got to soak that. Soak it up. Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I see these guys that are out. You know, these guys in these fishing contests and so forth, and you see them, and they're all covered up. They've got their long-sleeve shirts on and their gloves. They've got their head masks on, and, you know, the only thing sticking out, they're, I don't know, what do you call them, little silk or, whatever that material is. They got the balaclavas on, and they got their heads covered up. They got their hats on. They got their sunglasses on. You know, they're not soaking up any vitamin D. You know, they're more concerned about skin cancer and UV rays and things like that. And I understand it. I do understand it because I've been affected by skin cancer myself. I had a little piece of material taken off here, off my right temple a couple of years ago. And I keep up with my dermatologist appointments, my yearly check, and if anything's going on, they get it biopsied and so forth. So it's always a good thing. I have friends who have started out with cancerous tumors or cancerous growths, and it progresses and gets worse. So I advise anybody to get their annual visit to the dermatologist and get checked out, do the whole body scan, and make sure you don't have anything that looks suspicious. And if it does, have it excised and have it taken care of. So, yep, I agree with you, buddy. So, anyway, everything else is good?
Just not really. Not that I can think of it at the moment.
Okay, well, I got it. So maybe we'll see you one of these days. I guess they got some tractor pulls coming up here the second weekend of August, so.
Yeah, one of them, there's one. I think, today down to Delaware State Fair. I'm not going to get there.
Yeah, Delaware State Fair, yep.
And I think it's next Saturday, Queen Anne's County.
Queen Anne's, yep.
Down to Tuckahoe.
Yep, down to Tuckahoe. Good. Well, I appreciate the call, man.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn. Have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Captain Don. Morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Robin, and good morning, Alan.
Morning, Robin, from Captain Don. What's going on?
It's been a morning of, to me, incredible coincidences. Woke up a bit late, and I was listening to part of Lee's call.
Yes.
About the loss of, well, again, coincidences. My wife called me and told me about the storms that were coming through.
Right.
From my bedroom window, we can actually look at the Brandon Shores. We can look across the Bear Creek.
Yep.
And the area that was involved.
Right.
And my wife said that it's an incredible storm coming through, and it's supposed to be two or three more coming through. We were in the boat down in the lower Chesapeake. We were fishing for those big redfish that I
sent
you a picture of.
I saw that, yep.
And Kenny was on the boat listening, and to my wife's call, and you know, he was saying, "Oh boy, that's I'm glad that's farther up the bay." Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But on our way back from our fishing trip, we were listening to the Anne Arundel County fire scanner.
Yes.
And we were listening to the dispatch for a boater. A lost boater, I think it was. We weren't getting all the information.
Mm-hmm.
But we, as we were coming across the key, Bay Bridge, we saw the Cape St. Clair fireboat coming out to respond
mm-hmm.
up toward the Patapsco. And then at the same time, we heard the Baltimore City fireboat call in and say that they had found the victim that they were looking for. So I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure that's the person that Lee was talking about.
Yep, Art Guido. Art Guido.
Guido. Okay, yeah, and I would really like to get connected with Lee. I don't know if you can share with him my phone, my email, whatever.
Sure.
But I would like to talk to him about that and some other things.
Okay.
Because it's just incredible coincidences that happened that day. Cool Ice was involved with that, too, by the way.
Really?
About a... 2 months ago, I went out on a charter, and it was the family that's involved with Cool Ice.
Oh, cool. K-O-O-L.
Yes. It was also kind of distantly related to the other Kenny we fished with. They have connection to family down in Cambridge.
Nice. So
it's just a lot of coincidences that were going on this week. And
yeah.
And excuse me. Robin had mentioned that Kenny had entered the contest via email.
Yep.
But most of the time, when we call in on Saturday morning to talk to you, Kenny's in the background saying, Don, call the outdoorsman. Don, call the outdoorsman. So I was like, okay, wait a minute. Let's get the lines out. Let's pull the crabs in, and then I'll get on the phone and call the outdoorsman. So,
that's funny.
And sometimes he's in the background, if you recall.
Oh, yeah. And, no question.
Yeah, yeah, and Kenny was, back in the day, they called him the captain of the year in the Chesapeake Bay through the other organization that is no longer in existence. He had won many tournaments, but he had a stroke.
And I
he
see.
He had to retire from his government job and
right.
from a lot of the fishing activities that he was involved with, but he managed to kind of regroup and rehab and all that. So now he has a few disabilities, but still he's very active fishing and crabbing and all the good stuff.
Got it.
So just a lot of coincidences going on this week.
Tell him he won. You heard that he won, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. Okay.
I'm going to try to wake him up because I know he's probably sleeping. If he's not active doing something, he's probably sleeping, but, and I'll make sure you get his information and all that. But thank you very much on behalf of Kenny and the group of us that kind of hang out and fish and crab. And, you know, thank you for what you do. And we appreciate Tackle Box Kim's, contest. And just want to thank everybody. But
got it.
after listening to what Lee said and describing those events up there, and
right.
I'm up calling frantically. I hope you guys aren't any storms that are coming through. And
yeah, I got it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, look, I just traded your phone number with Lee, and Lee's with yours with you. So
great. Thank you so much. Thank
yep.
you. And
yep.
Say a prayer for old Gito.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Have a good one.
Okay.
See you. Bye bye. All right. Well, I've got to do some of this stuff here, folks. We thank you for everything and all those kind thoughts. Let me talk about our friends at Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. That's in Easton, Maryland, where we live. That's right, where locals get their tires and auto service work done. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires are recommended all the time at Spurrier's. Of course, they do carry the other brands. They've got Michelin and Yokohama because some cars require those. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, no matter what. Make, model, size, you name it, they've got it. Big, giant tractor trailer tires, little tiny Mini Cooper tires, they have all that. And any tire for any machine in your barnyard, like your tractor or your big old pickers and all that stuff. They've got all that farm equipment, machinery tires. And then even to your garden tractor, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow, they have all that. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. When that check engine light comes on, they'll check it. They'll diagnose it. They'll repair it, too. 24-hour truck service and all that has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. There's no appointment needed for tires. Stop by. That's all you have to do. Give them a call, 410-822-7384, if you have any questions. The website is there, spurriestire.com. Once again, the phone number, no appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384, Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Cool Ice. That's K-O-O-L Ice in Cambridge has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block, yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on, big wheels rolling.
All right, well, we don't have much time, folks, but we thank you for joining us today. Remember, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne.
just off Beltway Exit 9, ClydeSports.com, 410-242-6108. And also remember, Backyard Billy's. We love talking about our sponsors. We love visiting our sponsors. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. They're Route 50 at Exit 44, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Everything for your backyard, any type of heat that you need or barbecue grills, make sure you stop by. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. I mentioned the alpha-gal allergy. It comes from the bite of a Lone Star tick. We have friends that have it. Dave was on the air talking about it a few years ago when he had it. We interviewed him. And didn't we, Robin? Didn't we interview Dave? Robin. Yeah, we did. And it makes you allergic to red meat. Not the first time I've heard about it, but I will say this. Get treated for it. It may or may not go away on its own. But I had a long conversation with a very dear friend who is up to date on a lot of medical things. He stays healthy. He's, you know, he's in his mid-50s, and he's really? Dale? No, he's in his mid-50s. Stays up to date on everything medical. And he said that in Southern Maryland, he's being treated with acupuncture for tinnitus or tinnitus, however you pronounce that, the ringing in your ears, the roaring in your ears. And he says that his acupuncturist treats people for alpha-gal allergy and is able to bring their allergy to a conclusion, 90% effective. So if you're considering, if you have it, you've exhausted your medical stuff, consider acupuncture. I'll do my best to get that name and share it with anybody that reaches out, Ellis at Ellis Outdoors, or sends me a text if you're suffering from alpha-gal. We may talk more about this. Tick-borne diseases are something we have to watch out for. There's a lot of dangers out there. Mosquitoes. Robin just told me Anne Arundel County has mosquitoes that tested positive for West Nile. Robin, music is playing. What do you have? A hammerhead worms. We'll talk about hammerhead worms, too. Robin, stay in, stay safe, stay cool. That doesn't sound like get out, stay out. She doesn't care. All right. See you, folks.